At least 667,000 Virginians have submitted early ballots for the gubernatorial election taking place next Tuesday between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Todd Youngkin. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is a TV star again in political ads being run by both parties. More from Lachlan Marquet, reporter at Axios. Lachlan, what have you seen?
We counted up about 50 different political ads that have run just since August. And this is everything ranging from mayoral races to governor's races to Senate races to House of Representatives, et cetera, that have mentioned Trump by name. So it's about a little over $13 million that's been spent that we tallied up. So he's pretty ubiquitous on the airwaves when it comes to messaging. And again, that's, you know, that's from both parties. That's Democrats and Republicans. He's being mentioned a ton in their ads.
All the way down to the mayoral level?
Yeah, actually, we found in mayoral contests in Seattle and Buffalo, Trump occasionally came up in some of these ads, believe it or not.
Wow. All right, so this is a message or a strategy designed to accomplish what?
Well, it depends on the race. If you look at the Virginia governor race that's happening right now, for instance, Democrat Terry McAuliffe has, he must be reading polling that says, Trump is not particularly liked by a good share of voters in the state. And so he's tried his best for months now to tie his opponent, Republican Glenn Youngkin, to Trump. It's just incessantly running ads. He spent about $3.5 million on ads that explicitly try to tie Youngkin to Trump. And then you have examples like the Republican Senate primaries in Ohio or Arizona, where you have Republican candidates sort of duking it out in an effort to prove that, you know, they are more sort of in line with Donald Trump, his legacy, his supporters, et cetera. Obviously, the former president remains by far the most popular figure among Republican voters. So that, you know, that strategic value there is obvious. So it really just depends on the situation. We're seeing a bunch of different ways that he can be sort of employed, depending on what you're trying to do messaging wise.
Boy, historically speaking, is this normal that 1 year later, a president who did not win a second term is still the subject of all political discussions?
Yeah, it's extremely rare. Obviously, people don't just immediately forget about ex-presidents. But, Donald Trump has made it pretty clear, and those around him have made it pretty clear, that he's not just shuffling off the political stage here. Pretty much everyone expects him to at least, tease a 2024 run, if not actually get in the race. And he's still a commanding force in the Republican Party. He has a ton of influence, probably more than any other single person, over the direction of one side of the political spectrum. So, just because he's out of office, it doesn't mean he's not relevant. And on the contrary, he's arguably the most relevant person among half of the electorate.
Wow. We're speaking with Lachlan Marquet, political reporter at Axios. He's got a story running entitled Trump Stars in Both Sides Ads, even as far back as the California recall election, correct?
Yeah, that was actually the most expensive ad campaign we saw that was devoted to invoking Trump's name. And that was Governor Gavin Newsom basically, running. He put about $4.5 million behind some ads that, said my opponents, the people trying to recall me, are, quote, Trump Republicans. So obviously California is a state that's, it's heavily Democratic. And when you're trying, as a lot of these candidates are in an off-year election, to really turn your core voters out, because these don't tend to be high turnout elections, you really want to invoke things that are going to fire up folks who are very attentive to the news and very politically involved. And, when you're trying to rile up Democrats, there are a few people who are better than that than Donald Trump.
Well, that's something. So is it reasonable to expect that in the coming weeks we'll see a lot more spending on political ads that involve Mr. Trump? And then what about next year's midterms?
Yeah, in the next week, certainly, we're in the final week before some key races, including the Virginia governor's race, the New Jersey governor's race. Certainly over the next few days, I expect we'll see more. But yeah, heading into next year, this is only going to increase. By November 2022, Trump is still going to be fresh on the minds of a lot of voters. Certainly, if he has his way, he'll be fresh on the minds of a lot of voters.
All right, thanks, Lachlan. Lachlan Marquet, reporter at Axios.